In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I give thanks to God for the grace which has been given to you in Jesus Christ, who will keep you secure unto the end, unimpeachable for the day of his coming. With these words, Saint Paul rejoiced in the fact that the Corinthian converts to Jesus Christ remained firm in the faith of their baptism, becoming richer and richer in him in all utterance and in all knowledge, persevering until that day on which the Lord will come for the judgment. We have to know that in the early days of the church, for many people, becoming a Christian, receiving baptism, was a very dangerous proposition. In various times and places, they faced persecution by the Jews, persecution by the Romans, and other pagan peoples, and perhaps even by their own families. Under such conditions, these early converts often possessed great enthusiasm for keeping the faith. The apostles themselves rejoiced to be persecuted for the faith. And us, we complain too much about our times that are against the faith, the cultural environment, that's true. But we should also rejoice, because it's a good sign when we face this wall of indifference about the faith, knowing that God is on our side and he will overcome the power of darkness in the world that is already overcome. So for them, these first members of the church in these early centuries, it made little or no sense to brave the threats of the persecutors and then lose the price of eternal salvation by committing some stupid sin. This urgency wore off somewhat when the ratio between risk and eternal reward became small or even vanished, when Christianity became legal and even rewarded by the empire. The church began to receive converts with far less zeal for virtuous life. The conversion of the barbarian nations to Christianity was a real challenge to the church, because many of these new Christians, even very sincere, were not very zealous. But even in the ancient Corinth, there were also people who were less than ideal Christians. In the first few chapters of the epistles, Saint Paul forcefully denounces specific sins his converts were committing, and he tells them words of fire. You cannot drink the chalice of the Lord and the chalice of the devils. You cannot be partakers of the table of the Lord and of the table of the devils, Saint Paul tells them. Not surprisingly, the remedy for sin was the same as it is for us today. The sinner must examine his conscience, examination of conscience. He must sorrowfully resolve to stop doing whatever he was doing wrong. He must confess his wrongdoing to the priest and do penance for his sins. Where he has harmed another, he must make his best effort to make restitution or reparation. And finally, he must have a firm purpose of amendment, which is to say that he will strive diligently not to sin in the future. In the Gospel, a group of men are seen bringing a paralyzed man to Jesus on a kind of stretcher. The men have deep faith in Jesus' ability to cure their friend, the paralytic. And the Lord rewards their faith by forgiving the paralytic's sins. To demonstrate that he had forgiven the man's sins, Jesus told the man to take advantage of the fact that he had been spiritually healed, and he told him, pick up your stretcher and go home, which the man did immediately, and which caused the crowd to marvel and to glorify God, for they recognize that the forgiveness of sins have worked the cure. One last word is necessary today. The paralytic's good fortune was due to the fact that he had good people concerned for his well-being, family or friends, we don't know. Good people with him to help him to go to Jesus. And for us, the message is very clear. The message is that whenever our friends or family members become very seriously ill, at the earliest possible moment, we must call the priest to bring the sacrament of the church, sacramental absolution, holy communion, anointing of the sick, to forgive sins and to heal the soul. And also the apostolic blessing to give a plenary indulgence at the moment of death, if death does occur. That way, we help to ensure that our friends or relatives, like St. Paul's Corinthians, lack no grace while awaiting the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will keep them secure unto the end, unimpeachable in the day of his coming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.